Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Hi, I'm Rosie Acosta. I'm a meditation teacher, speaker, and author of You Are Radically Loved, A Healing Journey to Self-Love. Look, I grew up in East Los Angeles during the 92 LA riots, and it set me on a troubled path. I didn't grow up with mentors in my life, so I turned to reading as many books as I possibly could to learn about the purpose of life. In my journey, I found that having these conversations gave me life, and I decided I wanted to create a place where I could share these conversations with my community. So come have a sit with me as we learn about, well, everything. Hello, everybody. Welcome to
Wisdom
Wednesdays.
Hey, everyone. We're together at last.
Reunited
and it feels so good. Oh, we harmonized and everything. Everybody listening is probably like, what is happening? We're here in Salt Lake City and we are doing a book event and a workshop. And we're very excited to be here.
Yes.
In person.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm super excited because this is my first time in Utah.
We were so lovingly greeted by these majestic mountains.
Yes, right outside, actually, I can see them from where I'm sitting.
I can't.
And the whole time we're driving straight towards the Rocky Mountains, which I've never seen in person before. And y'all know I'm a fan of backpacking, hiking.
She loves this.
And being outside.
It's all scheduled out all summer long. I saw it
on our calendar. Yeah, it's on your calendar.
I'm like, oh.
It's set in stone.
Yeah, it's great.
I will not be reachable. I'll be in the wilderness.
She's basically like, I'm clocking out. Don't call me.
I try to do it when it's convenient.
It's always convenient.
You know?
I mean, I think we make it convenient when we need to.
Well, we were just talking about the importance.
Let's talk about it.
Of taking breaks.
Yeah.
Right? Resets. Especially in this line of business, working for yourself. Being an entrepreneur, being on 24/7,
yes,
you know, life either makes you take a break or you schedule your break.
Yeah, this is true. And what's really interesting, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, is the idea that people in the wellness industry have this idyllic life of just resting all the time and it being a priority. And I think it's really, I personally think it's funny because all of my wellness, in quotes, friends are all so busy all the time and rarely make time for self-care. Is that the same case for you?
Yeah. Well, actually, I was just going to laugh, but then I was trying to edit myself and not poo-poo that. But it's true. I mean, literally, like, some days, minute to minute is scheduled from the moment that I wake up and start my day to exercising my animals. Luckily, I have that bookend of like, okay, the dog has to walk because that's my time to have my moving meditation, I guess, as it were. But then it's like meetings, meetings, meetings. Okay, I've got to get these emails out the door. And the idyllic life that it might appear to be on the outside, whether it's like you're looking at an IG reel or you're just listening to the podcast, it's there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to make all of that happen.
Yes. And maybe it's time for us to talk a little bit about behind the scenes. We didn't actually plan this. This is good. Yeah.
I've been wanting to ask you a million questions.
Let's dive in. So this is our Wisdom Wednesday episode. We're going to talk about self-care and we're going to talk about what goes on behind the scenes of Radically Loved since everybody's here in Salt Lake with us.
Yeah. So what does go on behind the scenes? I mean, how nitty gritty do we want to get?
I don't know how nitty gritty we should. I mean, I think we should just spill it all because I feel like that's really the only way to live life.
Yeah. Radical truth.
Radical truth.
Well, I mean, for you too, would you say that your day can be scheduled minute to minute? I could tell you what I see on the calendar.
Well, and that's only the stuff that you can see. That's not the stuff that comes up during the day.
Sure. Yeah.
I think for me to feel like I am keeping myself accountable, it's very important for me to manage my time well. And I think that for the most part, I think this is true across the board for anybody who's a self-starter or anybody who wants to start their business or anybody who's already running their own business. Time is our most precious commodity, and you have to know how to manage your time well, or you will go insane, or you won't last long as a entrepreneur.
Yeah. So I was listening to Sam Harris talk about time.
Yes.
The other day, in terms of
it being a construct.
That, and it's one thing that, you know, an earthworm has the same amount of time in the day as we do. So it's not something that you can bargain your way into having more of. However, how we choose to, energy is another topic, how you spend your energy versus how you spend your time. You can gain more energy or you can lose energy in a day, which is different than the construct of time, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so where am I going with this? I think kind of where I started with being mindful in scheduling your breaks in terms of living this lifestyle. And I'm not saying that it's just the entrepreneurial lifestyle. I mean, I've been in the corporate world and I was on 24/7 just the same. And I always said, and I was just telling Rosie this, that if I'm going to be working like that, I would rather have it be for something that I really, truly believe in. And now I'm fortunate that I get to do that. So how I spend my time, I have the same amount of hours in the day as the earthworm does. But how I spend my energy is where I'm trying to be more mindful. Mm,
let's define the difference between the two. How I spend my time, how I spend my energy.
Yeah. So what you notice what lights you up, right? Something that feels like it comes more naturally to you, like it gives you energy instead of sucking energy out of you. Those are the things that I'm trying to be more aware of when I'm going about my day. And they're inevitable tasks, administrative tasks that probably are going to feel like a daily grind or mundane or things that just have to get done that kind of weigh heavy on your shoulders. Mm-hmm. That aren't always going to give you energy, but they have to be done anyways.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
annoying stuff.
Yeah. But maybe I'm fortunate in that the administrative stuff feels meditative to me. So I can get into the flow with that too.
Well, let's talk about why that is so that people don't feel inadequate like myself when I meet somebody like you. Please define.
Well, we were just also talking about how I'm very detail-oriented to a fault. So it can bite me in the butt, right? It's my kryptonite and it's also my superpower. So if I've gotten good sleep, if I've been eating well, if my stress level is balanced, that administrative stuff of writing the emails, the mundane tasks, it flows. I can get into that flow state. If those things are out of whack, it can take me like an hour to write one email. So these things, these little flags are indicative of where do I need to balance? What do I need to do differently? And how do I get back to that state of having things flow more easily? And then that relates right back to how is my energy flowing? Am I sucking the energy out of myself or am I filling myself up? Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, from a day-to-day basis, I'm still going to have to do stuff that isn't so glamorous.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah. And I think part of the beauty of getting to know oneself and how oneself's workflow is most efficient is to give ourselves the opportunity to make mistakes, to be able to learn what works for you, what doesn't, to be able to define what's going to bring you energy and what's going to deplete your energy, and to be able to move between the two in a sustainable way. Mm. So I agree with all of that. I think it's really important for us to be able to learn to define those things for ourselves. I'm a big fan of incorporating mindfulness throughout the day. I mean, the nitty gritty behind the podcast, I mean, it's still very much, we have a very tiny team still. I mean, it's Tessa who does like five people's jobs. We have Kathy who does our podcast, show notes, website updating, SEO. She does like she does everything. Like anytime we need anything created, workbooks, the workbooks that you all can download on radicallylove.com for every episode. If you want to workshop an episode, she creates all of those. And we have Casey Janine, who does my newsletters, who we work together in sort of organizing content every week. And then we have Risto, our show producer and like wielder of all world editing, everything. And so we're not a very big team. I mean, when I started this back in 2016, it was just me and Tori, you know, and Tori was kind of forced to be a part of the inner workings. But even with our small team, we can definitely create a lot. Oh, we have an occasional project manager, Charlotte. Oh, and we have also Christy. So we have two people that work on the team whenever we have special events like the summit. Any of you who have been to the Radically Loved Summit or any big event that we've done. I can't remember what we did before with them. Maybe it was the summit.
Yeah,
the first summit.
Two summits.
Okay. Sure. And so we try very hard. The thing is, everybody on this team is so incredible and so efficient and so organized that it's almost like, here's what I want to talk about: how to attract the right people for your business or your projects, to get the right people that you need, where everybody's superpower is highlighted and can be supported by everybody else's superpower, if that makes sense. You want to create a really efficient ecosystem. And it takes a long time to find that team of people. I feel very lucky that I've found my people and I was able to find them very quickly. I do have to say that that's definitely one of my superpowers, is finding really incredible people that I can capture. I used to do this job. I ran a hair salon for like 7 or 8 years when I was 20 with 40 plus stylists in two different salons. And I was able to run both salons efficiently. And this is, we're talking Los Angeles hairstylists, personalities, celebrity stylists, people that have very particular needs in their own right. And I learned very quickly how to find the right flow and the right combination of people. So I think I've been able to utilize that and adapt it to the needs for what I wanted to create, right, with Radically Loved. Mm-hmm. So I didn't really give examples of how you can find that. I don't know. You know, I think for everybody, it's going to be different. I think it's going to take kissing a lot of frogs, as they say, like going through a cycle of people and really learning what you want and learning what you don't want. And sometimes learning what you don't want is going to be a lot easier than learning what you do, or trying to figure out exactly what you're looking for, especially if you've never had a business, if you've never had an employee before. It's going to be a little bit daunting to find that right combination. And if there's three things that I would say to always look for in people that are going to work for you, the first thing is, are they reliable? The second is, does their vision for their life align with yours? I'm not saying you have to do the exact same things, but is there a way for you to be an asset to them and for them to be an asset to you? So it has to go both ways, right? In order to have a symbiotic relationship. The third is, let's see. I'm like, there's so many. I can actually list more than three. But I think the third thing would have to be how efficient and creative they are with their time. Like, what do they spend their time doing? You know, like, and again, going back to this symbiotic process of working as a unit. Of course, you want the organized, somebody that's on time, you want a good communicator, you want just like the basic things that you look for. But I'm saying look for things that are a little bit more underneath the superficial layer. Like, what are their values? What do they want to do? How can you work together? What is the relationship like? Are your values aligned? That kind of thing, I think, are really important things that normally when you're in a normal, and I'm going to say normal, like nowadays entrepreneurial jobs are normal, right? Before it was a normal job was a career job. Mm-hmm. Now it seems like more and more people are becoming entrepreneurial. So whatever's going to serve your highest good with regard to your business.
Yeah. How do you gauge someone's aside from, you know, checking references and stuff like that, but how would you gauge someone's ability to be efficient with their time or to be creative with their time?
Well, I don't see it in the way of, oh, how are you spending your time for me? Mm-hmm. To me, I'm more curious to how you spend your time for yourself.
Got it. Okay.
So that's what I mean with how efficient are you with your time? Like, are you a type of person that feels like you have enough time to do everything? Or are you the type of person that goes into lack mentality and it's mm-hmm. like, I never have enough time, you know? I lack time person. And I think that I try to create space and moments during the day where I'm like, no, I have plenty of time. Like, there's plenty of time to do everything I need to do. So when I say efficient with their time, I'm looking at it in a more inspiring type of way. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to work with people who are better than I am, mm-hmm. right? Like, I don't want to find somebody that's just going to do what I tell them to do. I want to find people that are inspiring me to do things different, to work smarter, not harder, to mm-hmm. figure out different ways of making systems more efficient, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, thank you. That's, I think, a helpful clarification
yes.
to make, because those trying to figure out, okay, how would I gauge that in an employee?
Yeah. No, that totally. Yeah. I think I'm glad you had me elaborate that because I think it can come off.
No, that's good.
Odd.
Hello, friends. I want to tell you about Ka'Chava, my all-in-one daily super blend. If you're worried you aren't getting all the nutrients you need or struggling to stay on top of your health, then listen up, because Ka'Chava has you covered. Ka'Chava puts everything in your body it needs in one glass, so you can have it all the superfoods, all the vitamins, all the omegas, all the adaptogens, all the greens, all the proteins, all the benefits for your gut, your skin, your hair, your brain, your muscles, your heart, your whole health. No more compromise, no more guilt. No other nutrition shake does it all like this. They travel to the ends of the earth to source them all and crush it up. Ka'Chava is a powder you take 2 scoops, just add water, blend it up, and it tastes incredible. They have 5 delicious flavors. Chocolate and chai are my personal favorite. I drink Ka'Chava for breakfast and it keeps me full for hours. There's no way I could get all of these nutrients in my normal diet. And trying to manage all of the supplements and the ingredients you should be taking, I mean, it's a little overwhelming and very expensive. But now Ka'Chava makes clean, organic superfood nutrition accessible to everyone. You've got to try Ka'Chava for yourself. Ka'Chava's offering 10% off for a limited time. Go to ka'chava.com/loved, spelled K-A-C-H-A-V-A. And get 10% off of your first order. That's kachava.com/loved to get 10% off for a limited time. kachava.com/loved.
I do have a follow-up question.
Okay.
Because I know you've been doing this for a bit of time now.
A little bit.
And there have been, like, for example, you mentioned you and Tori working together for the majority of getting the podcast off the ground. And now, is it like the podcast has gotten big enough so that he can go off and do his thing? Or was it like the relationship, you knew you needed to part ways to save the relationship? It's almost like...
Wait, do you know the answer to this question?
I do.
Okay. I'm just making sure because I'm like,
do you know what I talk about?
You know what happened.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, right? Yeah, we are behind the scenes. I love that she primed this question, like, what happened? And I'm like, you know what happened. Tori quit. And yeah, the podcast started to grow. I started to be more consistent and I started to desire a higher production quality. I wanted things to be different. And Tori has a full-time career. By the way, he's owned and run his own business since 1995. Like, he has a full-time career job and other projects that he works on. So my little passion project, when it started, it was fine for him to occasionally come in and publish a podcast here and there, but it started to become more consistent. And Tori and I don't work well together. We are like oil and water. I'm very particular and he's very particular in his way. And we both of our particularities are not symbiotic. And so it causes a lot of friction between us. And actually, it was causing a lot of problems in our relationship. And it was giving us both anxiety, like to the point where he got fired a couple of times because he fucked a couple of things up pretty badly. And he fired me a couple of times because of my attitude problem. And finally, we got to this place and the podcast got big enough and we've had the support, thankfully enough, to be able to hire a producer, an actual engineer that can do the podcast. And I'll tell you, it's completely saved my relationship with Tori. It's been so nice it was fun at first to work with him, you know, and some of you, if you've been listening for a long time and you've heard some of those episodes where I've had Tori on the show, you can even still hear now some of the more recent episodes where we actually talk about working together. You know, it was fun for a minute, but then as you grow, the demands get bigger and your needs change. And to me, any project that I take on, I give it my all. You know, I really immerse myself in whatever it is that I'm doing, whether I'm getting paid or not. I want to do a good job. And I expect everybody else to be the same way. Mm-hmm. And I think that the reality is, of this situation is I'm seeing and reaping the benefits of a podcast being successful and he isn't. I mean, he is in a way, he's reaping the benefits obviously from just having your loved one be successful. But I think for him, it was almost like, what is he had no incentive. Mm-hmm. I'd offered to pay him. He would never take money from me because he's like, that is just, he was appalled at the fact that I offered to pay him. I'm like, I'll pay you. And he's just like, what? He's like, I'll pay you to get somebody else to do it. So once we had that conversation, we're like, oh, okay. We need to get a divorce, a podcast divorce. So yeah, that's the answer to the question.
Thank you for sharing. It's just, I think it's... I always think it's interesting from the employee-employer perspective. Yeah.
Well, tell me about your experience. No, I mean, no pressure. I'm sitting right next to you. So choose your words wisely.
Yeah, careful. Just kidding. No.
In fact, somebody actually asked me this.
Oh.
Was it Sahara? I think it was Sahara. This was a couple months ago. She was looking for a new employee. I mean, Sahara Rose, if you don't know her, I mean, she's a little powerball. I mean, she is one of the most high functioning, highly efficient human beings I've ever met. You know, like if you've ever seen a picture of any deity, you know, Lakshmi or you know, any deity with all of the hands, like this is this person. This is what she is. She can do all of it. And I'm always really inspired by her level of efficiency. Mm-hmm. So she was looking for, and her and I, we talk about this a lot. She she's asked me before with hiring people. And mm-hmm. she's always asked, you know, like with our relationship, and she's said, oh, I want to find somebody like Tessa, you know, like that you found, like, how did you do that? You know? And I'm like, well, this was a process, you know, not everybody gets an angel landing at their door. You know, I got very lucky, but
I feel like I had to convince you to hire me though.
There's reasons behind that. You know that,
yes,
you know,
I know.
But as we got, well, anyway, so she was asking how and the mm-hmm. process. And I was like, you just have to find that right person. But the whole point was, what she asked was, but what do you do when you have like a human moment and like you're in front of your person?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just have a human moment. Tessa's seen it. She knows all of the things at this point. And I'm laughing because as we were walking in, the one meltdown she's seen me have, she's laughing, which I don't care. We can talk about it here. But it was one of those moments where I felt myself having this meltdown. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm doing this in front of somebody. And it's Tessa. Like, we work together. But I couldn't stop it from happening. It was just like, no, like, this is upsetting. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, okay. Answer all the questions. I've seen the gamut of human. First of all, your meltdown was nothing compared to what I've experienced from former employers. So I feel like I'm very equipped to handle human moments.
Okay.
And maybe that's another superpower.
Yeah. You do have a very good superpower at that. And you're very good at staying calm too.
Yeah.
That's good.
I just feel like we all have those moments. I've had them hopefully not too frequently in front of a large audience. But we all have those moments, right? We're human. That's what makes us part of the same family.
Yes, it's true.
I think for me, though, is my like incessant fear of making a mistake so big that I would just fuck up any future opportunity to work together. And I've asked you this before.
Yes.
What would I have to do to fuck up so bad that
she wants to know what it's like, what's it going to take for her to get fired so she avoids it?
Yes. And Rosie's like, well, you've already done it. And I was like, really?
Do you remember what it was?
I don't know. No, I don't.
I kind
of did. I wipe it out of my memory?
You probably did. That's good.
It was that traumatic.
Yeah.
I mean, but I've done some, like, I've made some big mistakes I can think of that are seared into my brain in prior jobs. And I feel like I try so hard not to make those mistakes. And this is where that detailed double-edged sword comes in. So I think it's really interesting from an employer-employee relationship when you do make a mistake, how each party responds. Like, how do you show up and own your part?
Yes, that's really good.
What do you learn from it? And is this a mistake that has happened multiple times? Is it a mistake that you can learn from? Is it a mistake that you can avoid in the future? So I think all those things are important when you're looking at how to have human moments with your coworkers. And I think it says a lot about an employer who, and I've had so many really amazing, I think that I'm just blessed. I have like all these angels in my life to work for these people who, yes, I've seen have crazy, wacky human moments, but also who are just like the most lovely human beings and are just so gracious with me when I fuck up. So it goes both ways. And I think as long as we can, just like in any relationship, talk about what happened, talk about how to avoid it in the future, talk about like understanding what happened and why it happened is helpful. And I just always hope that you and I working together, or anyone that I work with, have enough ability to be adult and truthful with each other to have those hard conversations. That's what's really important to me in the workplace.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. And I love that you said that. It was very, it actually reminded me of something else that I want to amend my things to look for. And I think this actually should be number one, is how do you handle a bad situation? Like, how do you react when shit hits the fan? And I think that is very telling of both employer and employee. how do you manage a crisis? And I think that for us, we've had those experiences. And I think that you and I are very similar. We have the same work ethic. I think we're both very solution-based instead of problem-focused. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very important for people to be solution-based as opposed to problem-focused. A problem-focused person is just focusing on the problems and the issue and why you did this wrong and this was wrong and this was wrong and this was wrong. And that's all you're focusing on, that you have a problem and now you have to climb that mountain in order to get to a solution, as opposed to focusing on the solution. It's like, okay, the solution to this problem is this. And how do we stay on the pathway of the solution as opposed to focusing on the problem? And so mm-hmm. I think you and I have given each other enough anxiety to, because it's like, I look at it from a perspective too. Like, I don't want her to have anxiety. I don't want to fuck something up because I'm just like, oh, like when I deleted the Dropbox or whatever, and you were like, what happened to it? And I'm like, I deleted it. She thought she deleted basically like season 6 of the podcast. I don't know what season it was, but like something happened. She thought it was her. She was panicked. I thought it was me. I was panicked. And then at the end, we got it sorted. Thank mm-hmm. God. It ended up being Aviv. So side note, do you remember? Yeah, I just remembered that the other day. I was like, oh my God. Because
you can see the history of who's doing what in Dropbox. Thank goodness.
Yes, Aviv. Shout out to you.
We love you.
We love you. But yeah, that was hilarious. And to me, it actually, I mean, I was glad that we saved everything, but I remember feeling like, okay, well, if it's gone, it's gone. Like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to be mad. You know, like it is going to be what it's going to be. We can't turn back time. Yeah. And I think a lot of the times, because I've been in situations where I've had people, old bosses, blow up at me mm-hmm. and make me feel small, that I know that that's not the way that I don't want to be treated that way. So I don't ever want to treat somebody in a way that I wouldn't want to be treated. So I think that that's also a level of respect that people should just have in general, by the way. But
yeah, like let's be kind to each other. Can we be more kind to each other, please?
Yeah.
I mean, some neat, neat fun right there.
Neat, neat fun. Good times. Oh my God, where are we? Are we done with this?
Does everyone remember that reference? Am I aging myself?
Jeez. Hey, we're the same age. You better relax with that. We're so young.
I think I'm a little bit older than you, though.
Literally like 3 months or something completely innocuous like that. Give me a break. So, okay, that being said, what else?
I had a question.
Oh, let's hear it.
I'm trying to wrap it up. I know. You are trying to wrap it up. And it was so beautiful.
Oh, fuck.
Shit, now I can't remember what it was either.
We were talking. God, I feel like I could feel that you had another thought and I messed it up.
No, it's okay. See, this is good. We're having a moment.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the wisdom.
Okay. Letting it go.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're listening to this right now, what in your life, what situation is happening currently that you can just say, you know what, I'm going to let it go and just let it roll off your shoulders and take a deep breath and bring your attention to that space at the center of your chest. Yeah, here you are. So thank you everybody for joining us for this very special episode, live episode kind of with Tessa and I. It's been so much fun.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in.
She's so ethereal. You're such an ethereal being. Do you know that? Yeah,
no.
It's like very angelic.
Oh
like,
my you gosh, you're making me blush.
Calming presence. Okay, thanks everyone. We love you. Thank you so much for listening to the Radically Loved podcast. Please remember to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast, and follow us on Facebook at Radically Loved Rosie, on Instagram at Rosie Acosta, and Twitter at Rosie Acosta. By the way, this is original music by DJ Taz Rashid. You can follow DJ Taz on Spotify and check out the best music for yoga and meditation. This has been a Mod Pod Studio production. Check them out at www.modpodstudio.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.